From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Demonstrations in Hong Kong against control by Beijing and police brutality took another violent turn this week when police clashed with protesters on college campuses. Watching all this closely are multinational companies. Many have been accused of taking Beijing's side in the conflict in order to gain access to a billion customers. One of those companies includes an American video game firm. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
China's $30 billion video game market is second in size only to our own, and American game developer Blizzard Entertainment knows it. Blizzard's parent company, Activision Blizzard, wants to get its best-selling mobile version of Call of Duty into Chinese hands.
The safe zone is collapsing.
But the power to approve or reject games belongs to China's government. And the question is, what's Blizzard willing to do to make Beijing happy? For 2 months, the company has been taking heat over this. In a recent Blizzard tournament online, a champion gamer proclaimed, "Liberate Hong Kong," that is, from the Chinese government. That government takes its territory very seriously. The company suspended the player and confiscated his winnings.
There's no doubt in my mind that Blizzard took that action to protect or expand its position inside China.
American Charlie Mosley runs the Chengdu Gaming Federation in China.
There's only a very small number of developers and publishers which will even have the opportunity to get inside China. And Blizzard is in that small list.
Blizzard denied the sanction was imposed to please Chinese authorities, saying it bans all political statements. Even so, the dust-up triggered an angry boycott from many gamers, and weeks later the company backtracked and gave the punished player his money. Company president J. Allen Brack spoke at a Blizzard convention.
We didn't live up to the high standards that we really set for ourselves. And for that, I am sorry.
The outspoken champion remains suspended, though, and Blizzard's rivals have attacked its actions. The head of Epic Games, the creator of Fortnite, says he supports gamers' freedom of speech. And then there's the gaming company Immutable.
Blood. Gore.
Its product, Gods Unchained, competes head-on with Blizzard's Hearthstone. The company launched a drive to recruit players in Hong Kong, and it saw record downloads. Sale Lilly is with the RAND Corporation think tank.
I think we saw small and big companies looking to point out that they are supportive of political speech and that their games are aligned with sort of a gamer community that is generally irreverent, but probably leans on the side of Hong Kong independence.
He says it's still unclear if Blizzard has taken a financial hit. But longtime industry executive Mike Fisher says reputational damage has been done. To him, this episode shows how hard it is to please gamers in two different markets. In general, those in China prioritize patriotism, and those in America, free speech.
I don't know that it's going to be possible to make everyone happy at the same time.
Still, video game companies are surely trying. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.